Blankets of smoke covering Gaza skyline. Evidence of fresh and continuous Israeli air bombardments. Following a night that has, by all accounts, seen the most violent Israeli strikes on Gaza. This was the scene throughout the night. Large explosions and huge clouds of smoke around the strip. Special types of ammunition to lit the target areas or cover the movements of Israeli ground forces. But also weapons known as white phosphorus that are banned to use in civilian areas by international law. Many Gaza civilians were killed or have lost limbs or have been scorched and mutilated by those weapons during the last few days. Even though Israel denies using any weapons in violation of the international law. As the war goes on, heavy clashes were reported and the Israelis say they hit some 60 targets, including smuggling tunnels and a hotel in Gaza where Hamas fighters were about to launch a counterattack. Israelis still rely heavily on air and sea bombardment, where they have utter supremacy over the Palestinian fighters deep inside the Palestinian towns and cities, where ground troops are still unable to reach. The latest attempts by those forces to push deeper into the southern neighborhoods of Gaza City do not seem to be going through smoothly. The Qassam Brigades, the military wing of Hamas, say they engaged in fierce battles with the Israeli troops in the town of Beit Lahia in the north, as well as in the areas of Khuza'a and Khan Yunis in the east, and claimed having inflicted casualties among Israeli troops. Hamas leader Ismail Haniyeh appeared on a TV address to vow continuation of armed resistance until the Israelis pull back from Gaza and lift the siege. But he also left the door open for diplomatic moves that don't seem to be making any progress so far. Mohammed Val, Al Jazeera.